USA News. I'm Julio Flores. A massive winter storm is causing more issues in parts of the country. People from California to the Northeast have dealt with heavy snow, blizzard conditions, and significant ice in recent days. The National Weather Service says areas in the Midwest and the Northeast could see as many as 18 inches of snow. The severe weather caused widespread power outages on Thursday, affecting nearly a million households, mainly in Michigan. Airports and travelers are also feeling the effects, with more than 1,100 U.S. flights canceled. The United Nations is demanding Russia withdraw its forces from Ukraine. The UN General Assembly approved a resolution calling for Russia to immediately, completely, and unconditionally withdraw troops from Ukraine. The resolution, which is non-binding, comes just one day before the one-year anniversary of the start of the war. 141 countries voted to approve the measure. A new study says there's no evidence mask mandates did anything beneficial.
The survey from Bankrate finds 39% have less and about 10% have no savings compared to a year ago. Bankrate's annual poll of about 1,000 people across the USA, done last month, also says more than a third have more credit debt than savings, and nearly 70% fear they won't be able to cover the rent and other living expenses for more than a month if they lose their primary income source. Bankrate blames the combination of high inflation and rising interest rates taking a double toll on us. I'm Richard Johnson.
The White House says President Biden has no plans to visit the site of the toxic train derailment disaster in Ohio. Press Secretary Corinne Jean-Pierre was asked multiple times by reporters if Biden will be making the trip to East Palestine anytime soon. She said she had nothing to share on a presidential visit, noting EPA Administrator and Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg visited the area this week. This is USA News.
Remember customer service? Yeah, it's almost a lost art. Almost, because actually MediShare is nailing it when it comes to caring for their members. No wonder MediShare gets double the satisfaction rating compared to health insurance. Imagine, you get to talk to actual people, and they're for you.
Well, we're all here for the same thing. We want what's best for the members.
How am I going to help this member today that has come across my desk? How am I going to make sure that what they need is what they get? And as fast as possible.
So, yeah, you'll love the savings with MediShare. There's no doubt about that. But the way you're treated is just plain refreshing.
To be able to pray with them before actually disconnecting that call, you just get goosebumps. And you know it's God, you know, just leading you to that person.
So you can save a lot. But as always, it's people who make the difference. Call now. They are great to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The CDC says the flu shot did its job by providing substantial protection this season. New data shows it reduced the risk of hospitalizations from the flu by almost 75% among children and about half in adults. Results also showed vaccinated adults were half as likely to get sick at all from the flu or visit the emergency room. A CDC official added that adults 65 and older or those who are immunocompromised especially should consider the flu vaccine since it provides important protection. The Ohio Department of Natural Resources estimate the number of animals killed by the train derailment in East Palestine is now above 44,000. The department estimates around 38,000 of those killed were minnows who died within a five-mile span. The remaining 5,500 include other small fish and amphibians. Officials, including Governor Mike DeWine and EPA Administrator Michael Reagan, visited the area early this week to show the water is still safe to drink. Residents have still raised concerns about their health and the environment. A preliminary report on what caused the toxic derailment suggests that it may have been a wheel-bearing failure. The jury in South Carolina is in recess until today in the Alex Murdaugh double murder trial. Murdaugh was on the stand all day telling jurors over and over again he did not kill his wife and son. Murdaugh admits he lied to officers about his whereabouts the night of the 2021 murders, but he blamed that on a drug-fueled paranoid episode. I'm Julio Flores, USA News.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. That's $30 off an endless variety of gourmet choices. Visit omahasteaks.com, use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.